time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Ever Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, we're back once again.
Oh, no. Oh, Charlie was singing during the break.
Yeah, well,
okay, here we go. Hold your breath, folks.
Yes, good morning, Hammerleys.
Hi.
Yes.
We've been anxiously waiting.
You said 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Okay, what's your official pronunciation?
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Oh.
Do you know the Mormons say poinsettia?
Do they?
They do.
A lot of people do.
Yeah. When people come in, what do they say more? Poinsettia, poinsettia, or ponset?
Never hear ponset.
Yeah, you remember poinsettia. Yeah, Madge Cooper used to say ponset.
So most people say poinsettia.
Yeah, poinsettia.
Poinsettia.
Yeah.
Now,
but there is an IA on the end, yes. So it is pronounced poinsettia.
Poinsettia, yeah. Just as simple as that.
How many poinsettias have you sold this holiday season?
I'm not sure. How many poinsettias have we sold this season?
And
50 or so.
How much does a poinsettia cost?
Well, they vary depending on size. You can get them as small as like $8.50 and up to $40, $45, and they can be more than that.
Not bad.
It depends on how you pronounce them.
So what colors can you get them?
Do they just come in red, or do you have the white ones?
White, red, pink. We get variegated colors.
You get like blue?
Nope, don't have any blue.
No blue.
Well, that's good. Well, I hope people drop in to talk to you people and to get their poinsettia.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Well, what was your name, ma'am?
Becky.
Becky, thank you so much for calling.
Becky, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, for settling the debate.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, bye-bye.
There you are.
Isn't it sad that somebody who works in a flower store doesn't know the correct pronunciation
of poinsettia?
No, listen. She's
got it right on the button.
But she said more people come in and say poinsettia than poinsettia. And we looked up during the break that the Mormons have said that the official pronunciation is poinsettia.
That's because they got 50 wives.
and look, another group.
What does that...
Look where they've been forced to live. That's why they're way over there.
They've had to buy so many poinsettias for all their 50 wives.
I don't know why an IA on the end means poinsettia.
Oh, here comes a caller.
U to you doesn't mean aunt.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Scott?
Yes.
This is Mary Bickley.
Hello, Mary.
What did the lady from Hemmerly say?
That the most people who come in there say poinsettia.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of a 45?
Pronunciation is
poinsettia.
I don't know. $45 is what I heard.
No.
Multiple colors.
Uh-huh. Well, I hear Mary must have been right.
Well, you know, Mary, I love you, and here's the thing at the holiday time, but I just believe that Madge Cooper, many years ago, had it right with puns.
Totally misinformed.
Charlie, She's been gone for 10 years.
Yeah, well, I've worked with her for 13 years.
I need Charlie to stick up for me.
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No, but
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Okay. So much for the poinsettia.
Now, how can you say that? Just because some person working the desk over at Hemmerly says poinsettia?
Okay, give him another batch of...
God, how many eggnogs have we had here?
I had three.
Sean's had three eggnogs. He was singing Charlie's theme song during the break.
Ask the ladies on The View. I think the determining...
I know Joy Behar. Let me call Joy.
Determining name. See what Whoopi Goldberg called.
I don't care what Whoopi has to say, but I'll call Joy up. I know Joy.
Yeah. Joy to the world, huh?
Joy Behar. Joy.
I would hate to tangle with her.
Joy Behar?
Wouldn't you hate to find her in the woods and you were unarmed?
The last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it.
Yeah.
So if you were over in Indian Mountain, Joy Behar came up.
Oh, man.
Ooh. There'd be trouble, huh?
Why?
It'd be regular.
But, hey, she's made a fortune out of that being nasty.
I don't think she's funny to me. She's a comedian.
Really?
I thought she was an attorney.
No, that's... who was the attorney? Star Jones was the attorney. But Joy Behar is the comedian.
She's not very funny to me. She is a comedian, supposedly.
Well, I think she tries to be funny.
She's nasty. She's a nasturtium. That's another flower.
A nasturtium?
Nasturtium.
What is that?
Nasturtium.
Yeah, right.
I bet Joy Behar would agree with me on this. Poinsettia.
She'd agree with anything if it's wrong.
So how did you and Madge years ago get into this conversation on poinsettias?
Well, we didn't. I just listened to her.
And you would say to yourself...
Now, you get this. I sat in my chair for 13 years listening to Madge talk, and that was before I said the first word on the air.
And you just kept saying, boy, she's wrong.
I kept absorbing everything I was hearing.
Was it hard for you to...
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk back, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
But then you got on the air and talked back to her.
Oh, many times.
What was the story... Don Fleming, who's still alive. You know Don Fleming?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Don told a story. You weren't there for this. When Madge was being honored by the county commissioners, and he, for some reason, this story stuck with him. I guess he listened to you and Madge on, was it Orbit?
Yes.
Okay. And he said one day you and Madge were having a conversation about the pronunciation. Oh, what was it?
Pronunciation?
Yeah. Of a dog.
Pronunciation. Pronunciation. You don't call it pronunciation.
Now, do you say aunt or aunt?
Well, to satisfy you, aunt.
Did you hear Linda last night? She said auntie.
She did.
She did.
Bless her.
So if you pronounce the IA in poinsettia, you've got to pronounce the U in aunt.
Okay.
Unless you're a Tory.
Okay. So you were talking about a dog, and you said something about, I hope it comes with papers.
Oh, that was on Swap Shop, or Tradio.
Okay, what was the story? Because I know it was something about you and
Madge.
A guy
called up, and he says, I've got a dog for sale. I said, oh, fine. What kind of a dog is it? He said, it's a Shih Tzu. And I said, a what? And he said, a Shih Tzu. And at that time, the whole radio station started laughing. At me trying to pronounce that dog's name.
Shih Tzu.
Yeah, Shih Tzu.
Yeah, not that, what you just said.
Well, it was what I just said.
No, it's a Shih Tzu.
And the radio station, I thought, was going to rock right off its foundation. And then the guy said, the next guy that called, he said, hey, does that man with that dog come, is the dog come with, does the dog come with papers? Meaning, you know.
Because it's Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu?
Shih Tzu.
It was?
Not what you said.
Isn't it S-H-T?
No, it's S-H-E-T-Z.
It is?
Yeah, I believe.
There's another one to look up.
Boy, pronunciation.
Someone from the dog pound calling.
Yeah. Somebody call the Humane Society.
But
it's a Shih Tzu.
What does one of them dogs look like?
Shih Tzus?
Yeah.
Tiny.
Well, that doesn't describe a dog.
What does a poinsettia look like?
A Shih Tzu.
Red.
Red, blue, white, not green, blue, green. Not blue, argyle.
Yeah. I've had, we've had poinsettias at our house for years and years.
I haven't had a poinsettia for a while.
But did you, would you used to eat them all the time?
No, I, except, well, sometimes for the evening snack.
They're poisonous.
But we generally put ours in the basement. And so what did it do? It dropped its leaves, and that was all she wrote. Never came back.
Really?
Yep.
They're annuals.
I think some dog carried it off.
So you ate poinsettia?
Yes.
And then you had a Shih Tzu?
Well, close to it.
Caused by the poinsettia.
And then that dog...
But now that I say this, people don't go out and start eating poinsettias because, you know... What's the difference between too much and not enough? Or not enough and too much?
Feed a cold, starve a fever. Starve a cold, feed a fever.
But, yeah, you can eat too much of a poinsettia and die.
Well, you're not supposed to eat a poinsettia.
I know.
Yeah, but if you have Narcan with you.
Yeah. A lot of people would be better off eating poinsettias than what they're doing now.
Yeah. What a Christmas show this is.
Well, still, you know, I've got a sled at home, a wooden sled with metal runners. And remember there, what movie was it or poem?
Citizen
that
King.
Has the rosebud?
Rosebud.
Yeah, okay. I've got a rosebud sled, and it is probably 150 years old.
Wow, that's an antique.
Yeah, sure is. I'm an antique. I mean, people going, hey. Look at that antique. Yes, that's 85 years old.
Now, you still have your Pima Hermit bike, too, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I also have, and someday I need to sell it, a stand-up scale that you stand on and weigh yourself.
Really?
Yes, you put a penny in it.
Huh.
What's the highest weight it goes to?
Well, not quite high enough for you guys. I think it ends at 250.
I see.
So that's why you guys aren't eating.
Yeah.
That's what happened. I see.
But I even had...
Maybe we should eat some poinsettia.
Yeah, we'll give Charlie some poinsettia before he leaves today.
And the guy, the Amish guy that came through my door, used to put a penny in it and stand there with his rats or whatever he brought with him.
Oh, God.
Nobody has said yet who the most famous personality at WEWS is.
Well, yeah, nobody would know that.
Well, you knew it.
I did. Well, yeah, only because you ballyhooed that old lady 100 times.
I ballyhooed her?
Yeah.
Why did I ballyhoo her?
Like she was some famous person.
She was. She used to be on Johnny Carson all the time.
She was?
She was.
Wow.
She was on Nightline with Ted Koppel. Yeah. She was on Jack Parr.
What was her big thing?
She'd interviewed Adolf Hitler.
Is that right?
Yes, and Bob Hope and all those people.
Wow. Didn't interview me.
Well, that wasn't important.
Oh, okay. Oh, my.
That old lady. What kind of thing is that? Last night you about got in trouble with that dishes thing.
Dishes?
Yeah, that you wanted women to do the dishes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie.
Hey, my wife complimented me. She said, I like these blue gloves you got. And she said, you know, they did have some pink ones.
Listen, I saw the looks on some faces in that room last night when you were making those comments.
Yeah.
It was not pretty.
But hey, does anybody remember anything else that was said? Like, oh, I revere Christmas. It's so dear and so comforting and so friends and family and get-togethers. But nobody said... rubber gloves to wash dishes. The reality, you know, sets in.
From who?
Scott, you know my favorite holiday movie is Miracle on 34th Street. What a film. Santa Claus on trial. How heartless can people be?
Well, I guess even Santa is not above the law.
I wonder if he has trouble getting work after being involved in such a high-profile court case. I know OJ did.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, somebody said we're back. Oh, my.
Now, we have the pronunciation for Shih Tzu.
You don't say pronounce. You say pronunciation. Look that up. P-R-O-N-U-N-C-T-I-O-N. Pronunciation.
Charlie and I have only halfway through our time. It's going to come to blows before the day's over with, I can tell. It's one of these days.
It's just like... More morality.
Pronunciation.
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 Is yes, look it up.
Oh, man.
Not pronunciation.
Well, it's not Shih Tzu.
yesterday in the newspaper, it said something about they were going to further something or other, and it should be there's two words, farther. But people always use further now. Further's become, they've displaced farther, because further is easier to pronounce. Further, farther, you know. And now, you take people from the South, they pronounce everything the easiest way.
Yeah.
You know, except those in Rhode Island say ca instead of car. Yeah.
Shih Tzu is S-I-S-H-I-I-H-T-Z-U.
Shih Tzu. How do you pronounce that?
Shih Tzu. No. S-H-I-H-T-Z-U. Shih Tzu.
Okay.
Now, Mary, is it Shih Tzu? Call Hemmerle's and ask them if they have a dog. No.
Who raises...
Call the vets. Call a vet up.
Who raises those dogs around here?
I don't have one.
And Christmas time is a good time for to be scammed on dogs.
Really?
Overpriced and not exactly healthy. Yeah.
It's because people buy animals for Christmas?
Yeah. It was. They had a big warning on television this morning about that.
Huh.
We should have had it on radio, too. We do now.
About scams?
Yeah. Watch out for buying a dog this time of the year.
The problem is this last two-hour program has kind of been... misinformed a little bit.
Oh, really?
Well, yes. We've mispronounced poinsettia. It's wrong. We've mispronounced Shih Tzu.
Now, you can't say pronounce.
Oh, we're back to
pronounce
again.
But you can't say pronunciation.
Pronunciation, you said.
Pronunciation is correct.
But you said pronunciation.
Yeah, pronunciation, like you said, is wrong.
Why is pronunciation wrong?
Just because, as a matter of English, it is wrong.
But how many times have we talked throughout the year about aunt and aunt, and you say aunt, but that clearly can't be right.
Yeah, because I go with the majority. You go out and on the sidewalk and
well, wait a second. Now, the majority, according to the Hemmerle's woman, says poinsettia.
Yeah.
What does it say on a box of pancake flour?
Aunt Jemima.
No. 5-10 people says Aunt Jemima.
Oh, well, nobody says poinsettia.
Oh,
Sean, again, poinsettia or poinsettia?
Terry, what do you think?
I always said poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Poinsettia.
But I don't know.
What do you think?
Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. So the majority say...
Now we'll all change it to poinsettia.
No, because it's not poinsettia.
Those of you who say aunt... still have the gene in you from the Tories.
See, I say aunt.
See, aunt's wrong.
See, no, aunt is right, because if you say aunt, it's like, okay, we should still be under King George's power.
Yeah.
The Revolutionary War.
I understand, but I don't know what the connection is. If you say aunt, that you
if
have
you
to be...
If you say aunt, That's
but I'm telling you, during the early 1900s, they still said aunt. This aunt thing has just come about in the last 60, 70 years.
You said aunt, even in the early, in the Victorian period?
There was a show on, one of the most famous shows on Broadway was Auntie Mame. It wasn't Auntie Mame.
No, it was just Mame.
Isn't it?
No, look it up. Mame. The book was called Auntie Mame.
That's the book. That's
the book,
the
but
that's what it was called.
People
auntie.
Called it Auntie Mame.
No, they didn't call
that
it Auntie.
People that live in London, it calls aunt, right?
No, people here. Linda
they're
last
called
night
Limeys.
Said, like Linda last night said, Auntie. If you go back and listen to the tape.
Ah, yeah. Oh, I know. She can say aunt all she wants
you
to.
Say uncle.
But you go uncle. Out on the sidewalk uncle. Today and say, right. Hey, have you seen my aunt? And they'll look at you like that guy's nuts.
Yeah, well, they, people don't.
Governor, he's people, over there.
Well, people don't know. Poinsettia. First of all, I looked up General Poinsettia.
Yeah, what's he famous for?
He's an American.
Really?
Yes.
He defeated the Mexicans?
No.
He built a border wall?
No.
Well, how did he get. What did he have to do with the Mexicans?
I don't know that he had anything to do with them.
Yes, he did.
He was Donald Trump's great, great, great uncle. Yeah.
Did he leave him some money?
Hey, we've only got two names down here, Carl Mounds and Mary Bickley. We've got to get some more names
here. Well, because nobody will tell us who the lady was who was famous at WEWS.
I doubt if anybody knows.
What's going on?
Well, did they ever watch Johnny Carson?
We don't live in the Cleveland area.
I just told you that she used to be on Johnny Carson. That was national.
Hey, Charlie, go in your book and see if you can get another one.
Can't anybody come up with a Christmas question? Can't we do that?
Is there another one?
Okay.
Christmas.
What? Yeah. I had one here till I got disrupted.
Where did the disruption come from?
Where did the original Kris Kringle illustration come from?
I had this yesterday. And to see if people remember. In college, James A. Garfield, future president, his occupation while attending Hiram College was what? Was James Garfield's college occupation. That was Hiram College. I drove past Hiram College on my bike once.
Huh.
Over in Eastern Ohio.
So we want to know what his occupation is.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I used to work with a guy that had a similar occupation in another college in Indiana.
Huh. Is it a farrier?
No, you guys have never... It was called a wastebasket diploma.
Really?
He was janitor.
Huh.
And he went through all the wastebaskets this guy worked with and got the answers to everything he needed. And I think Garfield did the same thing.
Huh.
That's why they shot him.
Really?
What? Well, anyhow.
I'm trying to look up General Poinsettia.
They shot Garfield because... He didn't buy a ticket for the train, and he was trying to get on without paying.
Yeah. I see, yes. Yeah. Well, now, who was assassinated? Garfield or McKinley? McKinley was assassinated.
Right.
McKinley, he's related to Fred Malone.
He was...
Abraham Lincoln.
The Expo.
But, okay, what happened to Garfield?
He was shot at a train station in upstate New York.
Oh, that was McKinley. Really? McKinley was shot at the train station. I think McKinley.
I did the dinner with the presidents, and I videotaped Garfield. McKinley was the one. It was the World Expo. Pretty sure that's what it is.
Wow!
So they were both shot.
Well, yeah.
Well, somebody, some of them died of sickness. Like William Henry Harrison died of sickness.
My wife's related to him.
But there were only what, three assassinated presidents?
Well, there had to be four if it was Garfield and McKinley, because Kennedy and Lincoln were both assassinated.
No, you were talking about impeachment.
I don't think they were impeached.
No, they weren't.
There's only three impeached.
Johnson was.
Yeah.
Johnson.
Only three presidents.
Nobody liked Johnson to begin with.
Trump.
Andrew Johnson.
Yeah. They didn't like him.
Well, he was okay. I mean, he followed Lincoln.
He
That's
was
a hard
rabble rouser.
It's a hard act to follow Lincoln.
Yeah, we only have, what, three impeachments, right? Trump. Who else?
Clinton. Johnson.
And Johnson.
Yeah. So, interesting.
General.
Now, of course, I've talked about this before. One of the lawyers involved with the Nixon impeachment... His name was Dean. Did you go to school with him?
He would have been
John Dean.
He'd have been in the 60s.
Yeah.
John D. He only went to Hardy. I don't think he graduated from Hardy.
John.
No, I don't think he did. No.
John Robert Poinsett.
Yeah.
Not Poinsettia.
Okay.
Poinsett.
That's what I said when I first came here today.
But you call him Poinsett.
Yeah, Poinsett,
but it's
yeah.
P-O-I-N-S-E-T-T. That's not Poinsett.
Oh, Poinsett.
Oh, okay. Okay. Joel Roberts Poinsett, March 2nd, 1779 to December 12, 1851, was an American physician and diplomat. He was the first U.S. agent in South America, a member of the South Carolina legislature and the United States House of Representatives, the first United States minister to Mexico, a unionist leader in South Carolina, Secretary of War under Martin Van Buren, and co-founder of the National Institute of Promotion of Science and the Useful Arts, and which was a predecessor of the Smithsonian. So that's who he was.
But you know, he was involved in military.
Right, but he wasn't in the military, and he was American.
Okay.
So that's
so
why.
So much for him. We just get out your eraser like we did.
But it wasn't Poinsettia. It was Poinsett.
Okay. Well, that's what I said when I first came in.
I think you said Poinsett.
Poinsett, yeah, I did, yeah, yeah.
But there's an I in there, so I believe it probably is a poinsettia.
Take that in a nickel and you won't even get a cup of coffee nowadays.
Think about this. If it was General Poinsett,
yeah.
Why would you call it a poinsettia?
I don't know.
You'd call it a poinsettia.
The city of Marietta.
Right, Poinsettia.
After Mary. So it's
exactly,
Marietta.
Nobody ever mentions, too, entirely different subject, mentioned the fact that Marion was named after the swamp fox.
Francis Marion.
Yeah. And you know what happened to him? He escaped injury, and I don't know how. When he was with somebody else's wife, he jumped out the window to escape the other guy, the wife.
He was an adulterer.
Yeah. And so Marion was named after an adulterer.
Well, that's par for the course.
Swamp Fox.
Well, I guess we better change the name of Marion if they're tearing down all the Confederate statues.
Yeah.
Hey, we can't have this.
Hey, that's remind me, Terry, this morning I went by the cigar store. They are gutting it out and tearing it down.
Tearing it down.
Yeah, they're well on their way.
Didn't we get a letter saying that they weren't going to tear it down?
I don't know. But there was a law. My son-in-law used to have a law office there, too, and that's all being tore out next down to the wall that separated all that from the Republican headquarters. But now what are they going to do with that rotting old brick wall? You know, it was on the south side of the cigar store. And why originally, I've never read this in history of Marion, why did they cut a building in half to put up the cigar store? But you can tell that just by looking.
That they cut it
in half? Yeah.
Do you think it was originally cut in half?
Well, at some point it was. I don't know.
You know, I don't think the cigar store was ever very popular for cigars.
No, it was more popular for Nasty Magazines.
Nasty Magazines,
yeah.
That's right.
Well, it was popular for cigars, but then...
Well, yeah.
You know, when that fad of cigars...
When cigars were more popular,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
The X-rated Library of Marion.
Yeah.
I just am shocked that nobody knows the lady from WEWS.
Well, yeah, included me among the...
I don't know what it is either.
Oh, you know her. Her name to... Oh, yes.
Maybe they don't want $10 to steak and
shake. Yeah, we have $10 steak and shake.
Well, we've got is Mary Beckley and Carl Mounts here. Do we have any answers to anything else?
We haven't asked, I don't think, anything else.
Yeah.
Don't we have Christmas trivia? I mean, this is a Christmas type of show. Can't we ask some Christmas stuff?
What's a good Christmas question?
All right, let's see here.
Why does Rudolph have a red nose?
Why were there three magi at the crib, supposedly?
Isn't it magi?
I don't know.
Here we go again.
Maybe it was. Oh, there we go again.
There we go again.
What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Well, I've always liked It's a Wonderful Life.
The pronunciation.
Jimmy Stewart and that great line by Little Zuzu at the end of the movie,
every time a bell rings, an angel gets a fruitcake. And that always brings a tear to my eye.
That's not the line. It's every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Not in my neighborhood.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again here at your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
Oh, that's right, the Exchange Club.
Which will all be, and I heard you saying earlier on how much you really enjoyed the Swap Shop theme song.
Oh, don't mention it. Don't mention it. Oh, it's time for a swap shop. Bring your goods here. We'll sell them for you. Oh, my. I've heard some bad things, but boy, I tell you, that gets up and walks out.
Well, that was a heck of a job. I mean, the poor fellow is, you know, he's mentally challenged.
Yeah.
What? Oh, no. Gee whiz. That's terrible.
Oh, it's you know who sings that, don't you?
Who sings that, don't you? The Swap Shop theme.
Oh, we have an incoming call.
Oh, God.
Oh, my.
Who sings Wobble?
Jeez.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, are you guys in the swap today?
Do we have what? Are we in the sauce? Yeah, you want to join us in the sauce?
You sound like you're in the sauce today. You're having too much fun.
That's right. You're exactly right.
It's Christmas.
I am feeling pretty good.
Yep, you're having too much fun.
Cheer.
All right, so.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, gee whiz.
No more
knock
for heaven.
Oh, that's a great
life. Man.
We crashed this train. We used to heck go off the tracks.
Boy.
We're deep in the sauce today.
Knee deep in the sauce today.
It's 11:48. We need somebody else to put on our card here to give away.
What?
We need another name to put in our giveaway thing.
Yeah. Somebody bowl. Bring a couple gallons of coffee.
We got we're not going to give it away till 1 o'clock. We've got an hour and 15.
Oh, well, we're good, yeah.
Yeah, we're just fine today. I'm going to send this tape over to the Emmy police and see if we can get a nomination out of this.
Just think I got to go from here to a doctor. Oh, my lane.
Now, you got to remember, for people just tuning in, everybody here has had about 3 eggnogs with a little libation, libation.
I've had less than any of you.
Holiday. Oh, really?
Yes.
It's the holiday spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the holiday spirit.
So how many has Charlie had?
Only a couple.
I think you had four.
Six? Four? Four, Charlie. You can't have four.
That glass is full.
It was about up there from Thanksgiving.
Is that right? Yeah. Oh. Isn't that a shame? It reminds me of the day I made shingles at down in Noble County, and the sheriff made moonshine. And guys would stand around all day waiting for it to dribble out a little bit of moonshine. And so I said, after a couple of years, I watched them, you know. And I thought, this year I'm going to drink some of that. And I waited till the glass was half full. And I grabbed it quick, and down she went.
Oh, geez.
And that was the last. Oh. I felt so bad the rest of the day I couldn't do anything.
Well, I'm just waiting to see how you're going to walk over here in 15 minutes.
I'm just fine, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Doesn't hurt at all.
Have you put any more names down on that card?
Don't hurt at all.
Just Mary Bickley and Carl Mound so far.
Come on. There's got to be easy Christmas trivia. Let's get some people entered. Easy Christmas trivia?
I have another Ohio question here concerning a river.
I was talking about Christmas trivia. We could save the river trivia for the new year.
Let me see here. Who was the first person hanged in the Ohio State Penitentiary?
First person hung in the Ohio State?
Hung.
You don't say hanged.
Okay. Hung.
Who was the first person who...
It was Valentine Wagner, in case you don't know.
Well, who's
Valentine
that?
Valentine Wagner?
Who's Valentine Wagner?
That's what I wonder, too. I wonder what Valentine did.
What year did the Ohio River freeze?
You want to know how many rivers?
What year did the Ohio River freeze? Remember it frozen?
Yeah.
What year was that when it froze? I can't remember.
1816.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay, so I saw that on TV one day.
What year did people start flipping the bird?
302 B.C.
No.
When they first
really?
320 B.C.
Oh, 320. Okay. Hey, now here's one. What movie star participated in the inauguration of the world's first air rail service at Port Columbus Field in 1929? What was her name? She was a very famous movie star.
Valentine Wagner.
No.
Warren G. Harding.
No. She was initials MP, if that'd help.
MP.
MP.
Mary Pickford.
Yes, it was Mary Pickford.
Wow.
She wasn't doing much at the time.
Yeah. Wasn't military police.
Okay. Let me see. Cleveland led the nation in the installation of what type of traffic control devices?
I have an easy question. Somebody can get it. In Home Alone 2, what city did the kid get lost in? That's an easy one.
Yeah.
No, it's a question.
Oh.
You nitwit. We want the audience to answer the question.
Sorry.
I wasn't asking you.
I remember that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, I don't think people heard him. Did they?
No.
Okay. In Home Alone 2, I had to call him a nitwit on Christmas holiday. he's been drunk for an hour and a half. Yeah. He's nice and quiet over there. In Home Alone 2, what city did little Kevin McAllister get lost in?
What city? Oh, I can't remember that.
It's the whole movie.
Really?
740-383-9944.
Who was the actress that played the bird lady?
Oh, I don't know. I just remember her. She needed to have her clothes changed or something.
I tell you a good question. It was on television this morning.
Oh, here we see. I knew we'd get an easy one.
Okay, here we go.
We might get an answer here, Charlie.
Put your name.
Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, that kid got lost in New York, wasn't
he? He certainly
New
did.
New York. Okay. Hey, what's your name? I'll put you in for the drawing.
Hey, Lauren Hershey. L-O-R-I-N and Hershey, same as a candy bar.
Hey, all right. Good deal. Are you from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania?
Well, they tell me I ain't no relation, but I don't have the money to find out.
You can barely afford a Hershey bar.
Very good, Lauren. Glad you called today, and your name's in for the drawing.
Hey, do I get a whatever for answering?
You're in the drawing for a box of chocolates
and a Steak and Shake $10 gift.
Steak and Shake $10 gift.
All right.
But now you're going to have to pick that up next.
Right, because we're going to draw at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah, so pick it up Monday.
If you can get up here at 1 o'clock or next week,
we'll be here Monday
9 o'clock
Tuesday.
In the morning. Yeah.
Okay. If I win, I'll be down there and get it so I can go eat.
Yes, hey, that's a good idea, Lauren. We'll see you.
All right. See you, Charlie.
Yes, okay.
Take care.
All right. All right, Lauren Hershey.
Now let's get another easy one like that. Christmas movie stuff that's simple.
Okay, I saw on the air rifle on TV that was in the movie, the movie made in Cleveland.
Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah, but there was something else in the stock of that air rifle that helped in guiding or in whatever you were shooting. What was it? Embedded in the stock, in the wooden stock.
In A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what movie does the lamp has a leg of a lamp. What's that movie?
Yeah, they showed that was in there.
Yeah, it was
the
in
leg
there.
Of a
yeah.
lamp.
And that's ironic because every year my relatives on my son-in-law's side gives away this lamp. And everybody tries to hide it.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to end up with but here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, didn't that Red Rider have a compass on it?
Yes, it had a compass. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay, and this is...
Ed Atkins.
Yeah, Ed Atkins. Okay, Ed. Now, if you win, you know when to come up here and get your prize.
Yeah.
Okay, Ed. All right, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Here's a quick one. We're running out of time. We're going to have more in the next show.
Okay.
But here's a nice... In the definitive movie version of it, Scrooge, A Christmas Carol,
yes.
Who portrayed Scrooge? The one they show every year over and over and over.
Lionel Barrymore.
Not Lionel Barrymore. No, they don't show that one anymore.
They don't?
No.
I play that every year off of a transcription, that's why.
The television version that they show every year of It's a Christmas Carol, what actor plays Ebenezer Scrooge?
740-383-9944. Any other person that did it? Huh.
Yeah, that's it. He's got it. He's seen it.
Oh, okay.
Very you know,
right
I was
after Albert Finney, too.
I was surprised, but why is that the definitive version, his version? But it's the one they show every year.
Lionel Barrymore on radio is so good.
Maybe they got the rights to it, and they don't have to pay much.
Well, but like the Lionel Barrymore was probably the definitive before that one.
Oh, yeah.
But I think this one was made in color, and it's been, it was in the 80s, I think they did this.
Really?
Yep. But they still show it. It's the one they sell in the grocery store. If you want to buy it in
really?
The grocery, it's this version.
It has the book of Ebony.
So who plays Scrooge in the definitive version movie of... A Christmas Carol.
Hmm.
Now, do they have a patent on that?
They might. There's a hint.
Wow.
Oh, and here's another one. In Ernest, have you seen the Ernest? I saw that the other night. Ernest Saves Christmas. Ernest
no,
Saves
I never
Christmas.
Heard of it.
Oh, it's a good movie. Ernest Saves Christmas. What's just give me like a premise of the movie. You don't even have to go deep. What's the movie about? Why is Ernest saving Christmas?
Well, obviously, it's about Christmas.
If that clears it up. 740-383-9944. Who portrays Scrooge in the definitive version of It's a Christmas Carol? And why does Ernest save Christmas?
Okay, caller, go ahead.
I heard Terry in the background give somebody a hint, but I didn't need your hint, Terry. You need that stinking hint. It was George C. Scott. Yep. Probably the one he's talking
George
about.
George C. Scott, you
really?
Got it right.
Okay, Fred Malone. I got you registered, Fred.
You're going to be there on Tuesday, are you, Scott? You're
yep.
doing your morning show?
I'll be here Christmas Eve, yes.
Well, if I don't get a chance to stop yet today, I'm kind of running a bunch of errands. I'll stop and see you Tuesday.
Perfect, Fred.
Good
thanks.
Deal. Okay, Fred.
Talk to you
Fred,
guys later,
Fred, we drank your portion of the eggnog.
You mean you don't have any left?
Only a drop.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shoot.
Hurry up, get here.
Well, that's the story of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to you guys later.
See you, Fred.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
we're down to a dribble.
And we're down to, why did Ernest save Christmas? And you don't have to go in depth, but if you've seen that movie, why is Ernest saving Christmas? What happens? What's the point?
Well, it's a wonderful life. What happens when the bell rings?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to watch The Ernest tonight. I bought that at the grocery store a few years ago for like $5. That's probably the best movie in the Ernest series.
Yeah.
He made like 10 of those movies.
Yeah, that little girl you've interviewed her, haven't
Zuzu.
You?
Zuzu.
Yeah.
Little Zuzu.
And what did, yeah, the question is, what did she acquire when the...
What does she say? Last line of the movie.
Yeah.
When they're playing Old Ang Syne. And,
yeah. And
yeah.
she said...
Something.
Somebody get something when they hear the bell ring.
Right.
Okay.
Every time the bell rings up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and here's another Scrooge question. What time is it, Charlie?
It's 12 o'clock.
We got 4 minutes?
12 o'clock.
It's 12 o'clock?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come. We got a whole nother hour, so
okay.
don't go anywhere.
We'll come back.
We're going to enter some more people. We've got trivia questions and the whole gang and the whole bit. But why did Ernest save Christmas right now is still out there. And what does little Zuzu say right at the end of It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, little Zuzu.
The only person ever named Zuzu.
Yeah, it reminds me of Lulu that was here.
Lulu's, yeah.
You,
Lulu.
Do you know what? the other night on WSM in Nashville.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Here comes Santa Claus. Oh, no, wait. It's the golden voice.
Merry Christmas to all. Happy holidays to all of our WWGH 107.1 FM listeners. Here, I'm going to do a classic. Are you ready? "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up a sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Happy holidays to you and yours from all of us here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. This is Scott Spears, high above Marion in the WWGH News Chopper. If you see news in Marion, please email us at scott@wwgh1071.com and keep an eye out for the WWGH News Chopper flying high overhead.
Hi, I'm Robin Leach, sending everyone listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM champagne wishes for a very happy and healthy holiday season. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh107.1.com. Stay tuned. Happy holidays.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
This is Earl Fitzamerican. You're listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue, phone number 740-387-9050. It's now time for the obituary report on WWGH Radio.
Juanita B. Hogan, age 83, of Marion, passed away on Thursday, December 12th, at Marion General Hospital. She is survived by her husband, a daughter, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Her family will greet friends from 1 to 2 p.m. on Monday the 23rd at the Snyder Funeral Home, 347 West Center Street. Services honoring her life will be held there at 2 p.m. on Monday the 23rd. Burial will follow in Chapel Heights Memory Gardens. You may leave an online condolence at SnyderFuneralHomes.com for Juanita B. Hogan of Marion. Norma E. Stewart, age 88, of Marion, formerly of Cardington, passed away Sunday the 15th at Heartland of Marion. She is survived by her daughters, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and her special friend, Josie. A private burial will take place at Glendale Cemetery in Cardington. You may leave an online condolence at SnyderFuneralHomes.com for Norma E. Stewart of Marion, formerly of Cardington. Charles J. Elliott, age 87, of Marion, passed away on Sunday the 15th.